This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food you want.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more.
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Got a little estrogenic today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm Joni Abbott from Homegrown Health on naturalnewsradio.com. Filling in for Robert.
Estrogenic?
A little estrogenic today. A little high-pitched. Little Peter Brady.
Oh, I see the voice cracking puberty thing going on there.
Yeah, for Robert, but not for me.
I saw Greg smoking.
Yes, I remember the Brady Bunch.
Yes, yes. Oh, my gosh, we've got such a big show today, Don. Are you ready for it? Did you get enough of the coffee IV drip going?
I got a late start on it this morning, so if I just have a sudden case of Tourette's in the middle of the show, it's not my fault.
Okay, I will allow you to do that. It's the entertainment quality that we provide you here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Well, it's a huge topic today, and it's something that's really near and dear to all of our hearts, and I'm going to go to the depths now. Nuremberg Trials, 1948. Shivered at the thought and the level of experimentation that took place at the hands of the Nazis. In fact, I feel it's looked at today as the epitome of shame, hurt, disgust, and the lowest of lows for all of humanity. When it concerns the level of reverence for modern science and the medical world, anyone who dare compares what is going on to Nazi Germany and Hitler often gets told that we are, that it's hyperbole or that it's Godwin's rule of Nazi analogies. Not sure if you guys know about this adage. It's, you know, it's an internet adage. But it's asserting that, let me quote this, as an online discussion grows longer, the probability of a comparison involving Nazis or Hitler approaches. That an online discussion, regardless of topic or scope, goes on long enough, sooner or later someone will compare someone or something to Hitler or Nazism. Godwin's law applies especially to inappropriate, inordinate, or hyperbolic comparisons of other situations, with the Nazis often referred to as playing the Hitler card, saying, baby, if the shoe fits. We're going to go there today with Jeffrey Jackson. He's a writer, researcher. The CDC whistleblower story has been going strong now for a couple of weeks. Most of us are pretty exhausted from story after story, chasing this story, reading everything that we can read, video after video of the heartbreaking stories of parents living with vaccine-damaged or vaccine-induced autism. Many of our friends like John Rappaport and Liam Sheff have written wonderful things about it and been on the show to discuss. And, of course, we have covered it extensively here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I want to shout out to Autism One, VaxTruth.org, and sites like Age of Autism as well for covering this issue so extensively. I've dug into the Nuremberg trials myself with regard to the malaria vaccine human experiments. Took a lot of notes, filled a notebook, about 4 years ago. I really dug into it. And when researcher and writer and friend to Homegrown Health, Jeffrey Jackson, began posting about the Nuremberg trials while all of it was going on, it really piqued my interest. And I thought, you know what? We need to bring him on. So I'm doing so today here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jeffrey Jackson from JeffreyJackson.com. Welcome.
Hey, Joni. Hey, Don. How you doing?
We're doing pretty good. Don's a little sleepy over there, but we're going to get him on.
Hello? What planet am I on right now?
He can't talk when I'm talking. I'm just
trying to be, respectful of the guest host. I'm not going to step all over you like I do with Robert.
you. I might plow over you myself. Jeffrey, you have been posting a lot about, like, the Nuremberg laws, Nuremberg code. Tell us a little bit about what piqued and sparked that for you with regard to the, you know, whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson.
So I think I saw things differently when this thing broke, when this scandal broke. And, you know, we don't even have to go towards the Germans or the Nazis. You know, the Nuremberg Code and the Nuremberg Principles were basically a set of research ethics for human experimentation that came out of the Nuremberg trials. So forget about World War II. This was the fruit of the good stuff that came out of it, so humanity could prosper and never have to go through this again. Now, I wrote the article calling for a possible medical Nuremberg for the CDC officials that are responsible, because there's, you know, from my novice research, there is clear laws and codes and principles that have been broken that were set up in 1948, so this would never happen again. And it's as clear as day for anybody to read and research. It doesn't take that much research because it's in very plain English. Dr. William Thompson, and also in my article, I mentioned Frank DiStefano and Colleen Boyle, both co-authors of the research paper that in 2004 was covered up. Now, these Frank and Colleen, Frank DiStefano is the director of immunization safety for the CDC, and Colleen Boyle is the assistant director for CDC's National Center on Birth Defects and Developmental Disabilities. So not only is the Nuremberg Code come into play here, but we have a conflict of interest that reeks to high heaven.
It sure does. It sure does. You know, I've often thought that, you know, this is one of the darkest time periods in what we call modern medical history is the vaccine programs, the vaccine industry, for what they do and, yeah, how they have the lack of safety and efficacy studies and so on. Go ahead.
Agreed. No, absolutely agreed. And I think we're at a crossroads here of for the medical community, the medical industry, and humanity in the world in general to either move forward with some type of legal action on an international level, because this is an international issue, or, you know, if this continues to be swept under the rug, this is a dark chapter of humanity, which will just be looked upon in the past, perhaps as another, you know, time in history where it's a dark time. It's a dark time indeed.
Well, you know, Hitler was able to get away with a lot of things, and it's nothing that we obviously take lightly. Although, you know, they try to discredit us for even talking about that or making a historical comparison that's accurate. And that's why I just said, you know, if the shoe fits, what is going on and what has happened with the CDC whistleblower falls under these principles. Jeffrey, would you want to go through some of the principles from Nuremberg that how you, you know, to illustrate and show how you feel that all of this lines up?
Yes, I actually there's a handful of the Nuremberg principles and codes that cover these, but I want to focus on two. Nuremberg principle number four, and these principles, again, were made to define what constitutes a crime, an international crime against humanity. And principle number four basically says that it is not acceptable excuse to say I was just following orders from my superiors. And that this, in my opinion, goes towards Dr. William Thompson, Frank DiStefano, mm-hmm. Colleen Boyle, but also a wider range. This goes to every doctor and nurse that is continuing at this point to inject children and adults with these vaccines. It is now, we're in a gray area. Again, I'm not a lawyer, but we're in a gray area where the information is out there. We have people coming forward and, you know, simply the mercury, thimerosal, the formaldehyde in these shots are known toxic and neurotoxic substances to the human body. So if this were a court case, it would be, I would imagine, somewhat very simple to prove that a doctor that has higher knowledge than a normal citizen and has higher schooling, I would say, would know better, A, to inject people with these known toxic substances, but also if they were trying to say I was just following orders because that's what the CDC calls for, that is not an acceptable excuse. So these people might as well be dragged into a future trial if this ever goes to an international trial. So I want the doctors and nurses to also think about this because, you know, it's their ethical and moral souls on the line and perhaps legal.
Right. It's their responsibility to not inject. I mean, first, do no harm, right? That was the Hippocratic Oath, Hippocrates, the father of medicine. First, do no harm. I, from what I understand, doctors don't take that oath anymore. They don't feel that it's necessary to take that oath because of what they are being asked to do and what they are allowing themselves to do. I mean, they forget that they have control, and they also forget that we hire them. That is like the number one thing that I would love to get across to the consumers. As consumers, we hire them for their services. So in essence, we are also, we have to own our part and responsibility for standing up for it and being apathetic and allowing it to happen to us in the first place. So there are two levels of responsibility here. Of course, the criminal level of responsibility is falls upon the doctors and scientists and those at our government agencies. What is the, I don't know if you have anything to add to that, you're more than welcome to, or we can move on to another principle.
Oh, no, yes, I do. So regardless of the fact that the doctors are taking the Hippocratic Oath or not anymore, there is something called the Declaration of Geneva, and that is a law by the United Nations, which is a list for medical professionals to follow, an ethical list. And this is in play, and if I want to bring people's attention to a couple of these that will apply here. One is I will practice my profession with conscience and dignity. And then another one, the health of my patient will be my first consideration. Those two on their face directly apply to this because these men are doctors, as well as these doctors currently in every hospital in hometown America are still injecting. So that still covers them regardless if they're saying the oath or not, Hippocratic Oath or not.
Okay. There are a ton of things under this Declaration of Geneva, as you've written in your article there on your website. Jeffrey, let's move on to just the other principle that you wanted to talk about. In fact, we are going to hit a break here shortly. Here we are. I was waiting for the music to cue in. Can you hang on there with me, Jeffrey?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. This is Joni Abbott. I'm from Natural News Radio. I host a show called Homegrown Health every Monday and Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, filling in for Robert Scott Bell as he's flying the friendly skies on his way back from Jonathan Emord's conference in Cambridge. We'll be covering more on the CDC whistleblower story and how it pertains to the Nuremberg Code when we return. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To the Robert Scott Bell Show on naturalnewsradio.com and GCNlive.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Getting back to quite the serious topic, the CDC whistleblower story. You know, it's been going on for several weeks. And my friend, researcher and writer Jeffrey Jackson started posting about the Nuremberg trials and how a lot of this compares, pertains to, and even falls under the scope and the guise of all of the laws set in place for humanity to be able to be protected from that heinous crime and heinous crimes against humanity, for us to be protected against it again. And we are completely drawing parallels here and making those comparisons. Jeffrey Jackson, welcome back to Homegrown Health. Or no,
hi,
Bell Show. I forgot, oh, right. I'm on autopilot.
Hey, now, wait a minute. We appreciate you filling in, Joni.
That's right.
You cannot completely take over the show.
I can't. I know. Robert Scott Bell just morphed into Homegrown Health. I'm on autopilot in my head. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
okay.
Goodness. Okay. Yes, I know. Yes. I knew it was bound to happen, and it's yet to happen, and it got to happen today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'll make sure. Okay. Jeffrey, please. Yeah, you can take it now. Apparently, I have no idea what I'm saying. So
well, regardless of what show I'm on, it still is relevant. So
yes, you're right.
So what I was talking about before break was the codes, the actual codes that are being violated. And the other code I wanted to bring attention to is Nuremberg Code Number 7. And that states that proper preparations should be made that are provided to protect the experimental subject against even remote possibilities of injury, disability, or death. Now, those were clearly broken as well. These MMR vaccines for this study, for just this study, I'm sure more studies are going to come out, but they could have been split up into three shots instead of one. That would have helped the participants that were getting the injections, the children, from having the immune response and the overload for their neurological developmental system. Also, The adjuvants and the preservatives, which are the mercury, the formaldehyde, could have been removed. These are known neurotoxins, like I mentioned before. They could have been removed because, like the Nuremberg Code says, you're supposed to protect the subject against even the remote possibility of injury, disability, or death. And that is those are known hazardous chemicals to be injected into the body that cross the blood-brain barrier. This is clearly a broken code.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to speak to this a couple of times because our government grants, and in a couple of ways, I mean, our government grants immunity to the vaccine manufacturers. That's a very well-known understand thought or understand concept. Also, with the MMR, a lot of this also falls under with DTaP or DTP, DTAP, a lot of your combined shots. The vaccine manufacturers quit making the single dose measles, mumps, and rubella vaccines. They just quit making them. So you don't have an option any longer. And I think they stopped making those, I want to say back in 2008, 2007, maybe even 2006. I've been researching this for so long. All of the dates just seem to escape me. But I remember, I'll never forget when I had to tell a friend of mine that she could not get her child, who she was wanting to do an alternative vaccine schedule against my recommendations or opinions, but she wanted to get the single dose and she couldn't. And she just I just remember having to tell her, well, I'm sorry, you can't do that because our government protects the vaccine manufacturers. And Dr. David Ayoub, in a lot of his talks, he talks about penicillin being a more effective preservative than thimerosal, which is 49.2% mercury. So I'll let you kind of go from there with all of that. I just wanted to speak to that because it was, you know, very relevant to what we're saying here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So to further speak on what you just mentioned, Mike Adams has an article. You can search basically the keyword would be 25,000 times more mercury than is legally allowed in drinking water.
Yeah.
He independently tested the vaccine and found this out. So for the people saying, well, I wonder how much is in there. It can't be that bad. This is now tested. It's out there. It's searchable. This could be admissible in court as an exhibit if this were to go to trial. But also, too, to speak on the bigger picture, what you're saying that our government gives the vaccine manufacturers immunity, that's fine. The German government gave the Nazis immunity. So any nation or country, there are many nations and countries signed on to the Nuremberg Code, the Nuremberg Principles, and the Declaration of Geneva. So at this point, the United States is out. Any nation or country that wishes to sidestep, I'm sorry, I hear the music.
Yeah, no, you do. I was just going to let you finish that thought. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll talk more about the Declaration of Geneva and how the CDC whistleblower story compares to the Nuremberg trials and the laws set in place to protect humanity. It's right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $3.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm Joni Abbott, host of Homegrown Health on naturalnewsradio.com, filling in for Robert. We're talking Nuremberg laws, Nuremberg code, and the Declaration of Geneva with researcher and writer Jeffrey Jackson, as we can make really good parallels and connections to what's going on currently with the CDC whistleblower story, Dr. William Thompson. And in case you haven't heard of it, if you're just tuning in for the first time, he is a senior scientist with the CDC, and he recently admitted that he and his co-authors intentionally omitted statistically significant information from their 2004 study that was published in the journal Pediatrics. Jeffrey Jackson, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Johnny.
Yeah, you're welcome. I got it right this time. So we left off before the break with the Declaration of Geneva and, of course, the different principles that are laws, international laws, set up in place to keep humanity from being experimented on ever again, like what took place in 1948, as in the Nuremberg trial.
Yes, the Declaration of Geneva was adopted by the General Assembly of the World Medical Association. It was meant to, it was actually intended to be a revision of the Hippocratic Oath. So this is, again, signed on to, even forgetting about the Nuremberg Code right now, the Declaration of Geneva was signed on to by pretty much all of the world after World War II, and it was enacted or put into place in 1948. And that is when the Nuremberg trials were over. So all these fail-safes were put into place by the world. So these incidences would never happen again. So the fact that they possibly have, and it kind of looks like they have, judging by the whistleblower information, like I was saying before the break, the United States is kind of out of the picture right now because of its apathy it's showing towards this. So at this point, any nation that wishes to sidestep the U.S. for the good of the world and really come down these vaccine manufacturers and the CDC has the moral and legal and ethical duty to.
That's just staggering because there are so many countries out there who really do not like us. I mean, I always keep saying that other countries don't have to invade ours because they're just waiting for us to self-destruct. And it's true. I mean, we are definitely very self-destructive as a country and even as a culture where, petroleum, and I can get on this another time, I think petroleum oil has allowed us to be reactive instead of proactive. It's afforded us certain modern conveniences to do so. But really, the morals and ethics of our country are not liked, are not well received from around the world. And, this is such a bigger issue with the pharmaceutical companies having arms, stretched out and into other governments around the world. Also, Big Ag has their hand to play in it. I mean, we're talking the exchange of billions and billions and billions of dollars. It staggers my mind to think that, somebody could attack us in this way. Part of me is like, absolutely, for the sake of why don't you? Hello, which country out is going to do it? And yet, as an American, I say, I would hate to see that happen at the same time, and I would hope that we would do the right thing. I know it's too Pollyanna for one show right now, I know. But there's always that hopeful feeling in my heart that we could just make it all right, I don't know. You just go ahead with on that, because I've got a million flying through my head right now.
Yeah, the bigger picture, I think the positive part of this is the response of the mothers and fathers on YouTube that have made hashtag hear this now. If you go on Twitter and type that in, you'll see them.
Oh, it's hear this well. Yeah, hear this well.
Oh, hear this well. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
It's been a response, and it's not going to stop. The CDC has kind of picked a fight with angry mothers and fathers, and they will not win. And this, the biggest thing, someone asked me yesterday, what do you hope to accomplish on the show today with this article? And I said, I hope to continue to add to what's already out there, to make such a big stink that it'll reach the mainstream and someone in the future, a mother in the future, will know of this and think twice before she vaccinates and educate herself, because all the information's there. All someone has to do is take a second to research it and use common sense, and it's all there. The issue is it's the ignorance of and the silence of mainstream media that is hurting these children.
Absolutely. And, they should count themselves responsible for a lot of this, too. When advertising dollars, and we all know that that's who funds the stations, who funds the media, when you look, take a good look at who the advertisers are. There are certain ethics that are supposed to be set in place, FCC regulations and, you know, all of these guidelines, payola, plugola, like there's like a lot of laws out there that are supposed to prevent people from being marketed to and the media from being bought and paid for. But just like everything else is bought and paid for, there's checkbook science, and now in the mainstream media, the major, you know, advertisers are the pharmaceutical companies, because in 1997, the FCC lifted a ban and allowed direct-to-consumer marketing with pharmaceutical companies and advertising on the mainstream media. Prior to that, you would only see like a 15-second clip. Like, I remember there was a Joan London commercial advertising, I think, a statin drug, and it was just, you know, her. It was a very quick one, and just saying, ask your doctor about this. But there was no direct-to-consumer marketing prior to 1997. So ever since then, we've been allowed to be marketed to, and the pharmaceutical companies are buying up all of the advertising in all of your major media outlets. And that is who will lose a lot of the funding if they tell the truth.
Yeah, this cuts across all fabrics of our society. There's fail-safes put in place at each level of marketing, of the medical of production to not have this happen, yet it is happening. So it's kind of like a smorgasbord of laws if someone wants to grab this. The reason I went for the Nuremberg Code is because this is an international situation and could be looked at as an international war crime, or not war crime, but international medical crime. Now, on the topic of vaccine injury, there's a National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, a trust fund. So the fact that that's out there, they understand that they had to put this, they had to establish this because they knew the injuries were going to come. And with that being said, these vaccines have been known to cause death. And if people would like to just focus on the death part of it, which is horrible, but this could be considered under an aggravating circumstances of murder, because it's one of the aggravating circumstances of murder is a poisoning or a premeditation, and both these things could be shown to happen for, you know, the United States legal court or common law, and these are punished more harshly under our law in the United States. So that could be another angle that could be taken with this if someone individually wanted to sue perhaps one of the researchers or the CDC in general.
Oh my, I think I realized all of this, but to hear it, to actually hear it verbalized and actualized in the way that you're saying it, which is just simply quoting the laws that are already in place, it's breathtaking. It really, I mean, it takes my breath away.
To continue on that point, so I've noticed a couple of things on my social media, and people are saying, well, this article is kind of not very nice towards William Thompson. And I want to add, so William Thompson, yes, he's a whistleblower, but unlike perhaps Edward Snowden or other whistleblowers of our time, he was part of the crime. So, yes, he is a whistleblower, but if I and three of my friends went out in ski masks and beat some people up for a year, and 10 years later I came forward and said, hey, you know what, that was me in the ski mask, and we beat these people up, that doesn't mean that I'm okay. That means because I came forward and had a conscience, I'll probably get less of a sentencing. I'll probably get more leniency in court, where the other two people I was with will get full sentencing, but we're all going to face justice. So let us not forget that Dr. William Thompson, by coming out and saying this, is admitting to a crime and it needs to take legal action. So in my opinion, this may be a harsh step, but he is a criminal on the run along with the other people he co-authored these studies with. And the fact that, first of all, the media is being silent about this is astonishing, and it really speaks to the level of complacency and perhaps, wherever they're at with their pocketbook in the pocket of the vaccine industry. It's very sad.
Yeah, the ad dollars, the advertising dollars that they're getting for the pharmaceutical companies and who owns the mainstream media, all of that, you know, is a factor, is a causal role and factor to play in all of this. But you're absolutely correct. Dr. William Thompson needs to face his own justice, and I think it's the only way he's going to be able to sleep at night, because it's really been bothersome to him, and that's what lets you know that he is not a psychopath, right? That he's not lacking empathy and compassion for humanity. He did the wrong thing. Yes, he made the wrong choices by agreeing to hide this information, and by even agreeing to go forward with any kind of experimentation. I mean, it's pretty sick to think about in and of itself. But, you know, I'm glad that it's bothering him. What worries me is the people that it's not bothering. The people who don't have conscience, the people who don't have the wherewithal to stand up and say, absolutely not. You know, I'm not going to do this to children, to human families, to human beings at all. Where is the sacredness? Where is the dignity that's left in honoring humanity?
Yes, all too often in government agencies or large corporations, you see at the top, and there's articles about this in the New York Times, that there's a disproportionate number of people that lack empathy at the top. These people are ladder climbers, and they're very dangerous people. And like you said, the fact that he has come forward shows that he does have a soul, and there is empathy there, and that can be worked with. Now, the other people that are staying silent, for them, these are people without empathy, or perhaps they're being threatened.
Right, right. Well, we'll talk about that a little bit more as we take and enter into another break. I'd like just to say, hashtag hear this well, CDC. Our children are not acceptable losses. We're not acceptable damage. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm filling in for Robert. I'm Joni Abbott from Homegrown Health on NaturalNewsRadio.com and GCN Live.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On NaturalNewsRadio.com and GCNLive.com. Thanks so much for tuning in and joining us today. I'm Joni Abbott filling in for Robert Scott Bell along with Super Don, even though he's a little bit quiet because I just tend to, you know, plow down the airwaves. We've been talking with Jeffrey Jackson. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You have something to say,
Don? That was just a laugh. Gosh, man. I'm not interrupting you. I'll mute my microphone. Fine.
Shall I pause? No, I promise not to turn into Yosemite Sam. Pew, 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 pew. I promise. We've been talking about, actually, the CDC whistleblower story with Jeffrey Jackson, researcher. And you can find him online at Jeffrey Jackson, J-A-X-E-N. Is how you spell his last name, jeffreyjackson.com. And he's been helping us really understand the comparison between, like, the Declaration of Geneva, which is obviously something that's already in place for humanity across the world and around the world to make sure that this kind of human experimentation doesn't take place again. Yet, with the covering up of, you know, such important information in this study, in this whistleblower case, with the, you know, they purposely concealed it. They purposely know that things are, ingredients are neurotoxic and very damaging to the body. That's why there's a compensation program set up. Yet nobody has called them out on this. And Jeffrey has some more comparisons to make. So welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Jeff.
Thank you, Joni and Don.
yes.
That guy over like there.
I'd like to draw attention to kind of the way that regular dairy products and regular milk with growth hormone in it was taken out from Walmart, taken off the shelves, and it was us, the end users, that empowered ourselves to take action because it is all about us. So in any system, really, and let's take the vaccine industry, we have the end users, who are us getting the shots. We have the distributors, which are the hospitals, all the way down to Rite Aid and Walgreens and your local pharmacies. The manufacturers, the GlaxoSmithKlines, Merck, blah, blah, blah. and then the oversight committees, which is the CDCs. Now, we've shown the CDC is not doing its job. The manufacturers are just going, towing the line, and the distributors aren't thinking. They're injecting people without, and the people that do think usually get fired, the doctors and nurses, or they get let go. So it's up to us, the end users, to empower ourselves. Now, if we make a big enough stink online, this is already happening right now, it's going to force this issue, and if nothing else, it's going to keep people thinking about it, and it's always going to be in the back of their head. Wow, I don't have a child right now, but I'm reading this. When I do have a child, do I really want to go through this? I'm going to read up on it. And there is so much information through the people like John Rappaport and Andrew Wakefield and even Robert Scott Bell and Mike Adams. These people kind of trampled down the gates to allow the rest of us to come through. And I'd like to also just say Dr. Andrew Wakefield is, you know, he's given his life and really sacrificed his name publicly, or I should say had it destroyed by the vaccine industry. And he has been a hero for everybody. So I'd like to give a big shout out to him, and everyone should follow his work because he is on top of this along with many other great researchers. He's right at the tip of the spear with this one. So please follow him on Facebook and Twitter, and we'll keep this story right out front.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Jeffrey, you're doing your part in all of this as well by being able to expose. And like I said, in the, you know, while we were in commercial break, I said to you, you've taken a lot of the legwork out of this for those of us in like the layperson realm, people who may not be as willing to research or may not feel like that's a strength of theirs to research. Trust me, like once you get started, you'll get better and better at it. You know, that's why I encourage parents, like, hey, you do the research yourself, because that's empowering to you. That's empowering to your education, to the decisions you make. And then nobody else, you can't just point to the internet, you just can't point to this article or that article anymore about why you're making a decision in your life that you're making, but you can point to the countless hours of research that you've done yourself that you can cite, that you can quote, that you can align your own belief system with, and say, you know, this is what, because I believe it, because I did it, and I did all of the research myself. But you've helped to be able to point people into the direction of some of these declarations and currently existing laws. Let's give out your website so people will know how to get a hold of you, Jeffrey.
Okay. It's Jeffrey, spelled J-E-F-F-E-R-E-Y, last name Jackson, J-A-X-E-N.com. And you can find all my social media stuff on there, all my articles, my writings, everything under the sun that I do. And right now I'm kind of focused on this, but I do have my hands in a lot of projects, and just do my best using my knowledge and my expertise to help humanity. And that's what I'm here for. So
that's fantastic. And you do that. And you have some wonderful YouTube videos as well that are awe-inspiring and just all wonderful. So thank you, Jeffrey, for being on the Robert Scott Bell Show with us today and for doing the work that you're doing in order to help and humanity.
All right. Thanks, Joni. Thanks, Don.
Thank you so much. Okay. It looks like we're going to be heading into break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So we'll go ahead and take that break here, and we will get back
you
with you.
You can't take the break here. The music
I'm taking break. The break. I'm talking. I'm drawing it out, waiting for it to happen.
You can't. Not yet.
Okay,
wait for
so
it. Wait for
I'll
it.
I'll wait. I'll be patient.
Wait for it.
Wait.
And?
Here it is. No. It'll be here shortly.
Randy, where's the music?
Randy decided he was going to go draw. Randy's doing drawings instead. Oh, here we are. Okay, you're listening. Oh, there we go. ZZ Top, nothing like it. Don,
okay.
Jeffrey is just amazing. Let me give out his website again, because his name is spelled a little bit differently. It's Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-E-R-E-Y, Jackson, J-A-X-E-N.com. Thank you for your research, and thanks so much for being on.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.